Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Mary Beard's Civilizations. And honestly, this one had me questioning everything I thought I knew about history.
Hey there, Sam. I'm so glad we picked this one. I mean, we all grow up with the story of civilization marching from Greece to Rome to us, right? And Beard just dismantles that whole narrative.
Right? And she starts at the very beginning, with cave paintings and the Venus of Willendorf. And I thought, okay, here we go, another book about ancient art. But she reframes it completely.
She does. She says these early works weren't primitive attempts to look like the world. They were about capturing its essence, its power. It was visual magic, a way to control the uncontrollable.
Yes, and that idea, that art is a tool for shaping reality, not just mirroring it, that runs through the whole book. It's like every civilization has its own way of seeing, and none is inherently superior.
Exactly. And then she moves to Egypt and China, and she's not just listing achievements. She's showing how their art reflects their deepest beliefs. The pyramids weren't just tombs. They were cosmic machines to ensure the pharaoh's journey to the afterlife.
And in China, the bronzes and jades were all about ritual and the proper order of society. The ruler was the son of heaven, and his virtue kept the cosmos in harmony. Each civilization had its own visual language.
Then she gets to Greece and Rome, and this is where she really challenges the Western myth. You know, those pristine white marble statues we all admire? They were originally painted in garish, vibrant colors.
No way. Really? I had no idea. And she says our idea of classical beauty is partly a Renaissance invention. They preferred the clean white stone and projected their own ideals of purity onto the ancient world.
Right? And the Greeks themselves were more into competition and the messy reality of the human body. And then Rome, which we think of as just copying the Greeks, was actually super innovative.
Yeah. Roman portraiture was brutally realistic. Wrinkles and double chins were celebrated as signs of experience. And they built these massive structures with arches and concrete that the Greeks couldn't even imagine.
It was a civilization of engineering and law, not just aesthetics. But then she turns to what the West called the other, and she treats the Aztecs and the Chinese with the same seriousness.
And the Aztec art of sacrifice, that's powerful and terrifying. In Chinese landscape painting, it's not about a specific view. It's about conveying the inner harmony of the cosmos.
But the climax of the book, and the most original part, is when these worlds finally meet. The Spanish arrive in the Americas, and they are profoundly confused. They see Tenochtitlan, but they can't grasp its logic.
They called the Aztec art idolatry and smashed it. It wasn't just a military victory. It was a failure of the imagination. They couldn't see the Aztecs as a civilization in their own right.
And then she asks this incredible counterfactual. What if the Incas or Aztecs had crossed the Atlantic first? They had roads, record keeping, a complex calendar. They just didn't have the geography or the tech to sail.
So the dominance of the West was not inevitable. It was a historical accident. That's a wild thought. It makes you realize how fragile our own story is.
And she brings it to the present, looking at museums full of colonial loot. She doesn't give easy answers, but she forces us to ask, should these objects be returned? How should we look at them?
Every time we look at an object, we're participating in a history of power and ownership. That's a heavy idea. But ultimately, the book is about seeing the world with fresh eyes.
The Parthenon is not more civilized than the Temple of the Sun at Machu Picchu. They're just different. And the Renaissance is one of many flowerings, not the inevitable peak.
The one thing I'm taking away is that the story of civilization isn't a triumphant march. It's a messy, ongoing argument about what it means to be human. And that's actually more exciting to me.
And if you want to keep exploring, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, the past isn't a finished story. It's still speaking to us, challenging our assumptions. And by understanding how others saw the world, we can see our own more clearly. We'll see you in the next one.